The Kickapoo River is only expected to slightly exceed its flood stage Friday morning. Still, the village's recovery coordinator, Julie Henley, says residents are watching the river that flooded their community in 2007 and 2008.
A little bit traumatic, too, to have people be concerned about that again. We're not fully recovered in a lot of ways, and to have another flood is a very concerning thing.
Gaze Mills has since broken ground on several uphill projects, including housing and a business center. The community received a nearly $4.4 million grant from the Federal Housing and Urban Development to help cover costs. Henley says hopefully things will dry down in the next couple of days and work can continue. But Jeff Boyne of the National Weather Service of La Crosse says rain's expected this weekend. He says there's a 60 to 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms starting Friday night and recurring throughout the weekend.
Basically, what's going to end with the dry weather tonight through Friday, will allow at least some of the river levels to go down, at least some get drain some of this water off, but it won't be enough time to for the soils to dry out enough to take in a lot of water either.
Gaze Mills' last major flooding happened in June of 2008. Henley hopes the village has time to finish its job of moving businesses and developing new housing uphill away from the river before another major flood hits. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.